"The Parsi," cried Stubb. "He must have been caught in the black vomit, wrench thee. Run, all of ye, above, below, cabin, forecastle. Find him. Not gone. Not gone." But quickly they returned to him with the tidings that the Parsi was nowhere to be found. "Aye, sir," said Stubb, "caught among the tangles of your line. I thought I saw him dragging under." "My line! My line! Gone! Gone! What means that little word? What death knell rings in it, that old Ahab shakes as if he were the belfry? The harpoon, too! Toss over the litter there. Do you see it? The forged iron men, the white whales! No, no, no! Blistered fool! This hand did dart it. 'Tis in the fish! Aloft there! Keep him nailed! Quick! All hands to the rigging of the boats! Collect the oars! Harpooneers, the irons, the irons! Hoist the royals higher! A pull on all the sheets! Helm there! Steady, steady for your life! I'll 10 times girdle the unmeasured globe! Yea, and drive straight through it! But I'll slay him yet! Great God! But for one single instant show thyself!" cried Starbuck. "Never, never wilt thou capture him, old man! In Jesus' name, no more of this! That's worse than devil's madness! 2 days' chase, twice stove to splinters, thy very leg once more snatched from under thee, thy evil shadow gone, all good angels mobbing thee with warnings! What more wouldst thou have? Shall we keep chasing this murderous fish till he swamps the last man? Shall we be dragged by him to the bottom of the sea? Shall we be towed by him to the infernal world? Oh, oh, impiety and blasphemy to hunt him more!"